And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to your absolutely favourite LGBT plus magazine show.
On today's show, we ask, is there a Blue Monday?
And what's available to get us through it?
Also, Ivan has been chatting about the upcoming history months with Simon Nielsen.
All right, here today, coming up on Shout Out.
Oh, that was it. That was a tie.
That was a tie. But I kind of like doing it together. It's kind of cute.
Oh, are you calling me cute?
No. I'm saying it's cute. You're not you.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. I was going to put... crying now. You tripped over favourite. I was going to put fabulous, and I thought, no, that's not Andy.
You know what threw me in that opening? It was because it was LGBT plus, and I'm just like, plus, fluff, fluff,
fluff. Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, well. I fluffed that up so many times.
And I wasn't very well last night, so Steph very kindly wrote the show for me, because normally when you write it yourself, you kind of know it, and I flew in, and of course, then you go on air, you're like, oh, no. Okay, right.
Hello,
Lara. How are you?
Hello, how are you? I was away last week, so it's nice to be back.
I know, yeah. We played lots of songs for you and said hello to you.
What kind of songs did you play?
Oh, you'll have to listen back, won't you? In fact, you can't hear them on the listen back anymore.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can on BCFM's listen back, actually. You can hear the songs in that.
What did you... So. Okay, give me a snippet.
Well, you're always, really critical of the music, so every single song was like, would Lara like this? Would Lara like this? Do some research. Who's the artist? I think she'll like this one. Right, I put that one.
Give me one.
You still would have hated the ball. It doesn't matter. I don't know. It was a week ago.
Do you remember what you did a week ago? Yeah, I did. I was ill in bed, and Carl's bringing me, loads of remedy things.
it's that kind of time of year, isn't it?
Yeah,
loads of people ill.
That's the thing. It just literally came on so quickly, and I was just in bed. Cole comes into my room and goes, "Oh, it's really, really hot in here." I'm like, "It feels like the Arctic pole." I felt so freezing.
Yeah, I don't like it when that happens.
It's the worst because you can't tell what's true and what's not. No. Do you know what I mean?
And then you wrap up in your duvet, and suddenly you're sweltering hot.
The night was the worst. I was coughing, but I was horrible. Just to have a nice image of me, listeners. That's what I was doing. So yeah, but now I'm back up and ready. So you've got to be ready for
it. It kind of leads us very much into what we're talking about today, the so-called Blue Monday. We're going to be chatting with a chap. Just let me get his name. I've got it here. Jonathan is coming in to talk to us about
it. That sounds great. I swear every Monday is a Blue Monday for me. It's just Monday.
I mean, we're talking about it in a bit more detail, but you know the history of Blue Monday. It's all supposed to be because it's just after Christmas and New Year and the weather is terrible.
People without money, aren't they?
This is the worst month, isn't it? Historically, this is the worst month.
But it's technically also a myth.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
How so?
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about.
Okay. Yes. I feel like I'm going to be educated today. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. So, anyway, hello, Steph. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you very much for asking.
Yes.
I know. He's been considerate today.
I'm a bit worried.
What's happened? Andy being nice? I'm always nice. Sure.
I was a bit mean to you last week, actually, wasn't I? I'm sorry.
I took a few thumps.
Yeah. I mean, you give as good as you get, though.
She does.
That's true. Like, no one's going to sit here and be sorry for you, are they?
No.
No one's going to be like,
there's no
violins, there's no Cry Me a River, literally.
Well, there is a violin, but it's the tiniest one on the planet.
Exactly. No one can hear it.
No.
How are you doing? How's your week been?
It's been good, yeah.
We've been up too much?
Busy, radio.
Oh.
Steph's on the radio more than anyone else on BCFM.
I don't doubt that. I really don't. How was the New Year's show?
It was really good. Do you know what I like about the New Year's show? Is because I did one last year.
Yeah.
And we get people from Bristol who are expats, have gone to places like Australia and the Caribbean. And they contact the show because they know BCFM.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
They know there's a New Year's show going on, so they celebrate again with the New Year.
That's nice.
So we had some Aussies calling in from Bristol.
Wow.
Said that they were sat by the pool,
slightly
hungover, waiting for Big Ben to chime. I know. Yeah. Well, I think they're 11 hours in front. So
yeah, they are. I can't believe it though, because I can't imagine being on a beach at Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
we'll go to Australia. You'll find. I mean, they barbecue for Christmas, don't they?
I don't get it. Like, how? That's just not. It's not.
Well, we also were being picked up in Barbados.
Oh, really?
And there's a bar called the Bristol Bar in Bristol Bay where the ships used to come in to get loaded up with sugar to bring back to Bristol.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were listening to Bristol.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, wow.
Now, talking of Bristol, we ought to get some events going on, really, hadn't we? You ready? So this week, what events are we doing this week then?
I think the biggest one is for everyone to be prepared for another community radio station starting up in the Southwest.
Okay.
Weston and Wirral, being started up by Pirate Nation Radio as an offshoot.
Hello, if you're listening to Pirate Nation.
Yeah, and so the Weston Pride team.
I bet they'll be over the moon.
Absolutely, because they've been wanting a community station down there for us to broadcast live from Weston Supermare Pride as well as Bristol Pride.
Do we know, is it going to be FM? Or online? Or?
At the moment, it's just going to be online. Right. They start test broadcast this weekend, but I've been told when it gets going, Shout Out will be on the station.
Marvellous.
So oh, be wow, our, another our eighth, one. Our oh, eighth. Wow. Yeah. Building them up tonight. Like, that's amazing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, not quite, as Terry said earlier, conquering the world, but maybe the Southwest.
It's all nice. And it's lovely that so many people listen on so many different stations as well. We're very lucky because, of course, BCFM's our home and lets us do it, which is great.
Yeah.
So.
Mm, yeah. And, of course, most of the interviews we do go out on BBC as well.
Yes,
they take a lot, actually.
Yeah. In fact, they take a lot of content from the station, full stop.
Yeah.
But, so.
We have... one for you, Laura. Bristol's New Year New Femme Lesbian Singles Night.
I'm ready, so maybe I should just
let you give all the details
so you know
it's the 17th of January. Definitely. You know you've got to be there by 7 o'clock. It's Bar Humbug, which is 89 White Ladies Road.
Join me. Seriously, please.
It's a private area of Bar Humbug, and it will be a fun-filled night. So says Juliette Prey.
Definitely will be when I'm there. Who organises it,
of course. You're going to have the very exotic Lara with you.
Exactly.
How much did it cost, did you say?
I didn't. Who wants to know?
Well, probably people who want to go.
You haven't got tickets already?
Why would I have tickets? It's for women only.
No, actually,
it's women. I think it's women
and their friends.
Women aligned and friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can be my friend.
Yeah, hang on.
I'll be your friend, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
There we go.
It's the thing you said to me in a month.
I know, I never called you my friend before.
Sorry.
The Wi-Fi in here is awful, but thank you for covering what I found. It's £12.
Oh, right, it's cool.
Yes. Okay, not bad.
And also been told, because we've got on the 18th a special coming up where we're covering male rape and chemsex.
Which is next week's show,
18th.
Yes.
And we've got a special email address, which is talktous@shoutoutradio.lgbt.
It's talk and the number two and us.
Yes.
So talk to us at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
That's completely confidential.
The reason that we're giving it out, though, is...
That's because we got Mike Stephen of AS Police team coming in, the sexual offences team. And we've got somebody from SARC as well, which is the...
we're talking all about male rape, aren't we?
And chemsex. So the whole show will be taken up with that.
Yeah. So if you have any questions that you would like to put to the people in the
Mike
room next week,
team,
Mike and
the
team, email them in. And if you don't want your name read out, either leave it off or just say you don't want it and we'll just ask the questions.
Yeah, so. And those mails are only going to two of the team.
Yeah.
And they will be destroyed after the show.
Yeah.
So you can write in with complete confidence. Tagging on to that, I had an email... From Multi Consuela Shipton Knight.
wow.
I know who
the
that
Order
is,
of Perpetual, you know.
Perpetual Indulgence.
Yes. Yes.
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Yes. Now, this event is on March the 9th, but it's very relevant to next week's show. It's at the Palace, and it's an open mic night, and it's going to be a very supportive atmosphere, and it's free.
Oh, cool.
So we'll repeat that one again next week as part of next week's male rape and chemsex special.
Cool.
Okay.
Marvellous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, you like that one? You approve?
I love that one. I was like jiggling about to it.
So that's a beautiful people.
Yeah, talking about us.
Chris
clearly.
Brown, Benny Benassi, and then we're friends and all that.
Oh,
you know,
my God. So. Like, that's gone to his head. It's definitely gone to his head. He will not be
again. Where's the bucket?
Yeah. I know.
You like that song, so we must have picked it for you.
Yeah, no, you definitely picked it for me.
It's that time of year when a certain so-called day of the week becomes known as Blue Monday.
Yep.
So supposedly one of the most depressing, if not the most depressing day of the year. Believe it or not.
Yes.
And that's why we've got our next guest here. A very warm welcome to Shout Out to it. Jonathan, hello.
Hello.
Now give us a bit of background. Is your organisation called Blue Monday?
Yes, it's basically a group of over 40 different kind of organisations within Bristol that all come together, if you like, to form this Blue Monday group.
Right.
And as you quite rightly said, it's the apparently the most depressing day of the year. So it's dark, it's cold, and it's that sad day when everyone gets their credit card bills and realises they've spent money that they
don't have.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm finding that already. I didn't have, like, couple of weeks ago. So
I mean, I can see the truth in things like that, because you go into winter and the days start getting shorter, but you've still got like Christmas and New Year to look forward to. I shouldn't say everyone, because not everyone does look forward to it, but it's something to look forward to for the majority of people. Then all of a sudden it's gone and the days are still dark and you're back at work and it's cold and dreary.
You've got no money, feel a bit down.
But there's been is it a genuine thing? Because there's all these kind of statistics say, yes, that's the reason why it is. But can you genuinely actually say that it is the most depressing day of the year? Or is there no real true
science to it? I wouldn't say that it could be pinpointed to that specific day. But I think, like you said, I think everyone's been back into work for sort of 2 or 3 weeks. I think money's very, very tight. You get to the Friday night and the weekend arrives in... You can't hit the town like you perhaps were before Christmas, because finances are tight. And I think, I think it's a combination of things.
The problem is the word, isn't it? Depressing. That's the problem with it. It may be the most upsetting or sad day, but depressing day, it attributes it to depression. And I think that's where the problem is.
This is a question, isn't it? Because surely you can't actually analyse someone's mental health just based on, a set of statistics. It's about the weather and the length of the day, and that it doesn't quite work like that, does it?
There's colours as well, isn't there? There's always colours like blue. Who came up with blue to mean depressed?
Oh, Blue Monday.
Wasn't Black Monday taken as a shopping day?
Black Friday.
Oh, right, Black
Friday. I think it's just because it's cold and like it's seen as like a cold day, so it isn't like you feel dreary and everything like that. But I think, it's definitely a weird name to have, Blue Monday, and even weirder to say it's the most depressing day of the year, because, well, I'd say like the whole of January is pretty bad. Like,
I mean, you're involved with all these different charities. I'm assuming they're to do with mental health, are they?
Yeah. So the whole point of the Blue Monday day itself is Bristol and kind of the surrounding area can be a bit of a victim of its own success sometimes. In that, for anyone that might need help and support with, say, employability skills, skills for life, health or well-being, financial support, Bristol particularly has a sort of a big wealth of opportunities and support network and providers out there.
Right.
And sometimes I think for many it can be quite confusing perhaps where to start. And for many, for example, if you have got mental health issues or if you're suffering with kind of a lack of motivation, often it can be triggered by perhaps stress and anxiety from a financial situation, which, the whole point of the Blue Monday event is it brings all those unique providers together, I think.
Right.
So you can get advice on how to perhaps get yourself back into work, which may have a knock-on effect to your overall finances. But if you're in debt, there's actually specialist providers that will deal with that as well. So it kind of, as well, more than anything, allows people that come along to realise the wealth of opportunities and support that the Bristol and surrounding areas got to available, if you like.
So it's taking the whole idea of it and putting a positive spin on it.
Yes.
So it's like making it so that people know where to seek help and things like that.
Very much so. I think people can come away from the the day, even if they've kind of just got information from the kind of relevant providers that they might think they need support from. But people you can see come away from the day far more empowered, if you like, with a more positive upbeat about what they can do next and the support that they can actually then access and use.
Has it been like a help for the kind of like charities themselves being able to have that get together and discuss stuff, and does it lead to some things being done jointly between some of them
away from
the day?
Very much so. Over the years it has seen kind of splinter groups of kind of, if you like, organisations working together on separate projects. We're again very lucky in Bristol that we've got the Bristol Council have got a fantastic Ways to Work network, so we've already got a very, very unique and very strong kind of collaborative working, if you like, across all of these different providers. But it does help us when we're at events to see specific needs and kind of work with the public, if you like, to review the kind of provision that is on offer and whether it meets the needs of the people that are out there.
Right.
Okay, yeah, nice. No, I was just going to ask, so do you know, like, who will be there apart from the, about debt and everything like that? Is there anyone that would talk about, like, say, seasonal depressive disorder, like, to do with mental health?
Yes, so the whole day is kind of divvied up into different zones, if you like.
Okay.
So there's one zone that looks at careers information and skills for life. So in there you'll have people like the National Careers Service, Engaged, and a whole host of providers. You'll then have another zone that looks at health and wellbeing, and charities there include the Bristol and Avon Chinese Women's Group, Bristol Samaritans, CHAS, Christians Against Poverty, and Bristol Mind. And then we've got another area again that looks specifically at kind of debt advice and financial support. So again, you've got people like Shelter are there looking and dealing with homelessness. You've got Bristol Credit Union and St Paul's Advice Centre. So kind of
very wide ranging.
Yeah, like you say, once it's kind of, we always end up now in a position because we've been doing this since 2013, so this is our seventh outing, if you like, where we can't always accommodate all the providers that would like to come just due to we're at capacity space wise, so we're already at kind of 40 plus.
What about people attending? I mean, is it very highly attended?
Yeah, last year again saw record breaking figures, so there was over 1,500 people that attended the day.
Wow.
So
what time is it between?
It's from 10 till 3.
Okay, and 1,000 people in that time. Wow.
Yeah, it's good numbers.
It's amazing, yeah, no.
Really good numbers. We tend to go past 3 o'clock because there's usually people that are still arriving and milling around, you can't just shut the shop. So,
no.
And we've also got people like Bristol Older People Forum as there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we've got people stuff for people that are kind of, if you like, potentially 50 plus or a little bit older. And that's kind of a combined package to help with people, again, where they're looking at things like utility bills. So the Centre for Sustainable Energy is there as well.
Right,
that was a real popular one last year. We were able to signpost people there to kind of look at how do they reduce their sort of utility bills, which is always in the news and an ongoing theme. And particularly for older people or the elderly, it's becoming less and less sort of something that they can manage, and even with kind of fuel allowances and things. And well, there were some impressive statistics last year from people that were switching providers.
Oh, right.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
What kind of,
And out of interest, what brought about the idea to do it? Was it just because it was easier to get you all together, or did someone just, like...
I think it was triggered by that kind of age-old myth that somebody had stuck that kind of marker on the Monday being this so-called such a horrible day for everyone. And I think that a few of us got together and we thought, actually, if this is such a bad time potentially for people across a range of areas, why not put something on and bring everybody together so that people can access all the different services in like a one-stop shop kind of format?
So have we just missed the because it was Blue Monday just gone officially, I believe, wasn't it?
Yes.
Have we just missed one? Have you got the event coming up?
The event is coming up. It's on Monday the 15th of January.
Right.
At the Galleries, which is the shopping
centre. Oh, I tell a lie. I have got that in front of me. Yes.
Yeah, the 15th.
The 15th. So, no, Which Monday is Blue Monday then, officially? The one just gone, or the 15th?
No, I think it's the 15th.
That's me getting confused, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 3 weeks after Christmas.
Right, so it's the Monday that's coming up.
It's this Monday that's coming up.
So what happens, if it keeps growing, are you going to extend the hours, or are you going to have to do an event in the summer, or have you not thought that far ahead yet? Am I putting
you
on the spot?
We do have kind of intermittent events throughout the year that come under different umbrellas, from kind of jobs fairs and apprenticeship fairs anyway, that brings together a lot of providers as well as employers and things. So we do cater for stuff throughout the year, not under the Blue Monday umbrella, but it's kind of the similar groups of people, and again sort of headed up through the Ways to Work network. So
would you like it to expand to bigger, so isn't there like a bigger venue, more charities there? Maybe
it sounds like it's naturally going
I'd love it to continue to grow. We need to try and keep the kind of location fairly central.
Definitely.
We've learned lessons on trying to do stuff a bit further afield. It makes it harder for people to get to if they're reliant on public transport. But there are other venues potentially that we may look at.
Yeah.
But yes, I certainly think if it grows like it did from this year, last year to this year, we will need to look at how much more space the galleries will kindly free up for us.
It's a great idea, though. I think it should happen across the UK, because it's not everyone's affected by this month. So it's an amazing thing. I never thought anything like this would exist, and I'm glad it does.
Yeah, it's amazing to hear so many of you all come together as well.
And attending,
that's amazing. So,
yeah.
So as a very quick recap, that's on Monday the 15th in the galleries in central Bristol.
Yep.
That's from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Yep.
If people want to find out more, or perhaps have a look and see which companies are going to be there, are we online?
We are online. We have a website that they can visit, which is www.bluemonday.bristol.org.
Brilliant, cool. Listen, it's been lovely talking to you. It's fantastic to hear that we've got some amazing things going on here in Bristol. I wish you all the best luck for Monday, and we'll have to catch up with you next year when you're coming to tell us you're taking over the whole gallery.
We definitely need to catch up.
Anyway, stay with us. News headlines coming up next. You're listening to Shout Out,
the Shout Out podcast.
Without love and the love affair. I have a feeling that'll be that was for Steph, that one.
Yeah, that definitely was for Steph. Definitely was not for me. But I loved it all the same. It's cute. No, I like a bit of old school. Old.
Careful.
Decrepit school.
Dodgy ground, thin ice.
I'm joking. Oldie but goodie.
Ageist.
No. You're
digging yourself into a bigger hole here now.
Can someone help me here, please? Anyone?
It's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good song. We enjoyed it.
A very warm welcome to Terry and Matthew. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you both?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I missed you both.
Oh.
Sort of. Matthew.
Now you're digging. You're digging now, aren't you?
Yeah. I thought I'm down here, you know. Right.
Shall we leave Lara to dig herself out of the hole and get some news headlines?
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 11th of January.
Britain's community radio sector is burgeoning, with the broadcast regulator Ofcom sifting through yet another round of applications from small-scale stations hopeful to be allocated a licence to broadcast on AM, FM or DAB. Of particular interest to Shout Out listeners is the news that Newcastle's LGBT station Pride World Radio has formally applied for a full-time licence. This gay and trans station has a different sound to the country's other all-gay station, Gaydio, and would complement its broadcasts well. Meanwhile, here in Bristol, a dance music collective called SWU has applied for a licence as well. They propose to champion DJing and dance music talent in the West Country's legendary underground dance scene, including genres popular on the gay and trans club scenes. We wish all the best to all applicants and await to see what Ofcom's decisions are.
Staying with the media, fans of hard house music so prevalent in gay clubland will be pleased to know that the streaming station Hard House Radio UK, known as HHUK for short, has been relaunched. It was originally set up in 1999 by Adam Moore, known as DJ Size Queen, and was one of the first radio stations to make use of the new medium of the internet. Moore lost interest in HHUK and it closed down in 2007, but now the station has been revived by Will Tatum. Expect exclusive mixes, 24-hour hard rhythms, and the sound of the largest gay superclubs coming into your home whenever you wish.
It has long been the contention of LGBT activists that religious fundamentalists are dangerous people with no morals and a loose interpretation of justice. Well, news has been coming in that the self-styled Brother Stare, the leader of a conservative Christian group called the Overcomer Ministry in the United States, has been arrested on serious charges of assault, burglary, kidnap and statutory rape. Mr. Stare was well known to listeners of shortwave radio as he spent fortunes hiring airtime on international transmitters for his brand of fire and brimstone radio. Not that it did him much good. Shortwave enthusiasts refer to him as Brother Hysterical. The 84-year-old has also made many erroneous predictions, including his well-publicised announcement that the world would end in 1998.
LGBT groups and activists are being invited by the political left to join in a demonstration which will unite many action groups across the UK in the event of an official visit by Donald Trump. Some commentators had thought that the possibility of a Trump visit to the country had receded after the US president fell out with the Prime Minister Theresa May. However, according to campaigners, Mr. Trump is slated to visit the UK on the 26th of February. A coalition of groups ranging from the Liberal Democrats to the Communist Party and everyone in between has been hastily assembled and calls for the largest demonstrations since George W. Bush visited the UK in 2004.
The singer Will Young has appealed to the community and indeed to anyone else of interest to track down and punish a bus driver who shouted homophobic abuse at him in mid-December. Transport for London have been extremely helpful, says Will, but he is appealing for any intelligence to help identify the driver responsible.
Solidarity from gay and trans journalists, bloggers and broadcasters has been pouring in for the BBC man Ben Hunt, a face from the summer series of radio and TV programmes marking the 50th anniversary of the partial decriminalisation of male homosexuality. Mr. Hunt revealed that every day he was targeted by filthy homophobic and racist hate abuse on Twitter. Interestingly, Ben hasn't just been targeted by the usual gaggle of Nazi wannabes. He is under attack from black supremacists and black Christian fundamentalists. Hunt said that he was resilient and could take the abuse, but that there were many online who could not.
And meanwhile, working class trans woman, prison survivor and self-taught journalist Paris Lees, who writes for the gay men's magazine Attitude and the Guardian independent and online sites, has also come in for the usual internet rantings from certain quarters this weekend after she was voted into a Vogue magazine poll of influential women to mark the 100th anniversary of the granting of the vote to women over 30. All hell broke loose this week after Labour MP Stella Creasy, also appearing in the Vogue list, tweeted how proud she was to appear alongside Paris Lees, as Pink News found out. Stella Creasy, however, knows her history, and she shot back at the women who abused her that they had no right to hijack the suffragette movement, which was built on the back of socialism rather than separatist feminism. She said, "Before you unquestioningly idolise the suffragettes and use them to denigrate trans people, check out Christabel and Emmeline's politics," she wrote.
For these news stories and more from the LGBT universe, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Matthew Tosh.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shoutout
LGBT radio for you.
It is, isn't it? It's definitely the most professional part of the show, that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's always the, always the news, isn't it?
I love your voices. You're just, oh,
oh
yeah.
You're too kind.
You literally read me, like, bedtime stories anytime.
Available for
take you up on that, yeah.
I'll leave a card.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, that's a Matthew favourite, that one.
Yeah, no, I love that one.
Thank you, much appreciated. Yeah.
It's like very Ibiza, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, Andrew.
Like, I feel like I need to do some stretches as well. So very, like,
exercise, yeah, aerobics on a Monday morning.
Yeah, like
aerobic friendly.
Yeah, very much like overstretching as well. But yeah, no, I love
it. I didn't know
song.
that was a favourite of yours.
Oh, one of my favourites. Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, it's a really good track.
Are you a dancey kind of person lover?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Haven't you seen Matthew with his moves?
I actually haven't. I need to see this at some point in my life.
We'll just need to risk assess the venue beforehand.
For the
safety of everyone else in the club.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Sure. Now, anyway, we're going to take a slight detour because, of course, as you know, in February it's LGBT History Month. Now, Ivan last year caught up with Simon Nelson when he spoke to him about Martin Luther King's little known gay right hand man,
Bayard Rustin.
Yeah, well yeah. Done. Have a listen to this.
I've just attended a lecture by Simon Nelson. Simon, hello.
Hello there.
And who have you been talking about today?
I've been talking about one of my heroes, Bayard Rustin.
Now, I have to admit, I have never heard of the man, so could you sort of praise his life for me? Tell me a little bit about him.
Okay, in a nutshell, and you're not the only person who would never have heard of Bayard Rustin, but you will have heard of Martin Luther King, and most of your listeners would have heard of Martin Luther King. Bayard Rustin was the architect of the Million Man March on Washington, where the famous words of "I Have a Dream" were spoken. And I've been here today really talking about how he reconciled his sexuality and his race at a time when he was challenging racism and when Noah was really actually questioning and challenging issues of sexual orientation. So Bayard was unique in that sense. He was an openly black gay man struggling for racial equality who went on for 40-odd years of his life struggling for and challenging injustice wherever he saw it in the world.
And a communist and a Christian as well. He must have been very challenged internally as well as externally.
Well, I think he was certainly a communist, but his Quaker upbringing really was where he grounded his ideology in the end. I think his communist exploits were largely because he saw the communist movement as less oppressive than the mainstream white America. So he saw there was an opportunity. However, his eyes were open to the reality of communism and the oppressive nature of communism as well.
And he was also a pacifist and a father figure to Martin Luther King.
Yeah, he was. Remember, Martin Luther King was thrust in this position of being the leader of a civil rights movement. You know, he's a young man about the age of 25, and Bayard was a little bit wiser and basically convinced King to drop the arms agenda and to embrace the Mahatma Gandhi non-violent approach. And that took some time to persuade King, because King, at the same time, was being challenged by the likes of Malcolm X and the Black Panther movement that were against the idea of integration. For them, separation was fine, and violence a means to get to that end.
So without Bayard Rustin, the civil rights movement could have gone in a very different direction, couldn't it?
Yeah, and even those who were involved in the Fellowship of Reconciliation, the group that was the forerunner of the civil rights, that changed the Civil Rights Act, the leadership there recognised that if it wasn't for Bayard's work and the March on Washington, that would there have been a Bill of Rights? And I alluded to the fact in my presentation that at the same time here in Bristol, we had the Bristol bus boycott, which was significant in changing legislation in the United Kingdom. The Race Relations Act is largely due to the actions of Paul Stevenson, Guy Bailey and Mr. Hackett, who were all part of this whole movement that wasn't just taking place in the United States. Other parts of the world were seeing a real uprising in terms of challenging injustices.
So an amazing legacy that stretched across the Atlantic. And, of course, he was recognised recently, posthumously, by Barack Obama as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have to look at what's happening in our world today. And we look at that march on Washington, you know, 1963, no communique, very little communication, no internet, no discussions of fake news, just a cry to people, to humans, to march on Washington to say, these laws, the way we treat groups of people in this way is wrong.
And, of course, a massive turnout as well.
A massive turnout, and all I would say to people is, we should look back at that day and look back at it in terms of saying, will we ever march like that again? Will there be a need to march like that again? Because those people gave all their lives for a piece of paper, for laws, for changes in laws. Okay, it took them 40 years to get there. Those bits of paper can quite easily be torn up.
Those pieces of paper, those rights, they're not just LGBT rights, they're civil rights, they're human rights, aren't they?
Absolutely, and that is the importance. In a way, it's a message today, which is each of your rights are equally valid, so long as they are human rights. Yeah, they're equally valid.
And one final question. It's LGBT History Month here in the UK, but in the US, it's kind of the other way around. Yeah. It's Black History Month in the US. Do you think Bayard has the recognition now that he deserves within the black community in the US?
I think the black community is getting there. It's getting there. For the first time, I'm now seeing Bayard's presentations. I even used someone else's presentation today, which shows, which says a lot. It says that there are people out there now who are not only going out there and listening to the story of Bayard Rustin, but they're actually putting their own montages together. In the same way, people are being critical, and the internet and social media has opened up that debate around, you know, who was right, integration or separation. Bayard would always argue that integration will always win.
Well, Simon Nelson, thank you for illuminating us about Bayard and his amazing work.
That's a pleasure.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
What's going on? That's the only bit Andy would allow us to sing to you guys, because he knows our voices are just too good.
Absolutely.
Literally.
Better believe it.
Voice of an angel.
And there will be people asking, what is going on?
Definitely they will.
There is actually an LGBT connection there, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's from Sense8.
Sense8 theme, yeah.
My favourite
But
program.
That's What's Up by Four Non Blondes. I remember the dance remix issue you had in the 90s of that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
great when they sing it, isn't it, and they're in the nightclub.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I love Sense8. It's one of those like programs that you can't. I just don't know. It's so amazing.
It is amazing.
It feels. It makes. Do you not like it?
Well,
there's not enough superlatives.
I've got to make an admission here, and I do apologise to listeners, but I had no idea what Sense8 was or is.
Did you hear that vehicle just arriving?
No, we've already started taking him away. Like, how could you? It's like the only program I've truly felt comfortable. The way it puts on LGBT plus people, is the representation is amazing.
I think I need to go and do some homework, a bit of research.
Yeah, you do.
Right, for anyone else who doesn't know, I was going to say, it's a Netflix series called Sense8, and it's the number 8 on the end.
Netflix have caved in, as probably most people know. There was going to be 3 series, but Netflix couldn't afford it. They said it was so expensive. The most expensive series they ever made.
Yes,
that's because they were all travelling the planet.
I know. They were going from India to Switzerland. And I was like,
but
damn.
Give a quick premise of what it's about. I mean, don't give too much away in case anyone hasn't seen it. But.
Yeah, The 8 is about how individuals of 8 are linked with their minds, and they can actually experience each other's thoughts and feelings, and actually help by entering their bodies.
Yeah. There's love involved. There's relationships.
It's very LGBT.
Oh, it's so there's, gay.
There's a mixed race and trans couple. There's two Mexicans.
Gay couple.
Gay couple. There's a heterosexual couple.
Oh God. We forgive them.
I know,
them,
right?
We forgive them. I'm joking. We love them too.
And
they're
amazing. It's by the Wachowskis. So those who remember Matrix, Cloud Atlas, and Babylon 5. Yeah. Yeah, they were the Wachowski brothers, but of course they were. How old the two brothers should be transgender?
Really?
They both are. They?
Both.
Oh, I didn't
know
that. I knew one had. Yes.
So they're now sisters.
Yes, well, they were obviously sisters before fact that they put brothers. They were,
Oh, wow. Well, to be honest, it's amazing. And I urge anyone, near or wide, to watch it.
And the two-hour special to end it, Netflix caved in because of the amount of LGBT plus people that wrote in.
I was raging against the machine, and they changed it. So
it's a two-hour special, and it's coming in August.
And for those a little bit more geeky, Star Trek Discovery resumed again this week.
It did.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Michael.
Yes.
The girl called Michael.
Yeah. Explosive episode this week. It's really, really good.
Yeah. It's a good
series.
I'm more
of a Star Wars girl.
That's on Netflix.
But it's great. Again, it's another example of LGBT plus stuff making it mainstream, because, of course, you have the two characters in there with
the
doctor and the head of engineering. And they're like, I have no idea what that cat is I can hear in the background.
No, it's a baby crying.
Oh, is it? All right.
FYI. not a cat screaming, a baby crying.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, no, I mean, that's in Star Trek Discovery. So that's a main. Stream.
It's got a gay couple in it.
Yeah. And Star Trek had its first gay kiss.
Is it two
in
women
Star Trek
or two
Discovery?
Men
it's two men.
Woo!
And the lead, Michael, is non-binary.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this is progressive. I love it. I love it. It's starting to happen.
Yeah.
It's starting to happen.
You'd like it. They fly all around space, not just
I'm
the
planet. I'm more of a Star Wars girl, and that's where I'm going to stay.
Star Wars.
Andy's on it.
Not to be outdone, of course, Doctor Who is now a woman.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So we're getting somewhere. So. Yes.
Very confusing episode. I'd have far too many whiskeys by the time we watched that.
Well, Doctor Who, I'll explain it to you later.
I tell you that, I wish it was that easy to change your gender.
Oh,
just regenerate.
Me.
Yes.
Or did you just get a new body?
It's better than a 5-hour operation, I tell you.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't need to hit the gym either, could I? I could just regenerate it.
Yes, I'll come back as Channing Tatum.
God dear. Oh, I think we'd all try that.
So would I, yeah, no.
Who would you come back as, Matthew?
If you could be anyone.
Oh, gosh, if there's anybody.
Who would you regenerate to be?
Oh, God.
Past or present?
Past or present, I'm struggling.
Prince?
I don't know.
You're so perfect, Matthew.
No.
You just want to be Matthew Tosh.
Who would you be then, Steph? If...
I don't know.
See?
You can't have a go at
Matthew. I know. I can sympathise with Matthew.
All right, then, Lara.
I would be... Well, if I had a choice, I'd be Prince, because he's just badass. And then I'd be Jennifer Lopez, because, like... Her ass doesn't quit, and like she moves. Can I say that?
No.
Oh God, sorry. Well, anyway, she is an amazing dancer and an amazing singer, and I grew up with her. So
anyway, on that lovely note, that is it for today's show. But.
Just head to shoutoutradio.lgbt for everything about today's show and listen again.
We will be back next week when, as we said, we're going to be talking to AS Police and the like. So do get your questions in. Talk to us at shoutoutradio.lgbt. But from myself and the team and the big bad what's it that is Lara Nesty, say bye-bye, everybody. Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.